Welcome to another edition of Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. I'm Bob Popple. Over the next half hour, we look back at the Giants' loss to the San Diego Chargers. Joining me, as always, two-time Super Bowl champion Carl Banks. And Carl, this team had a lot to play for, building momentum near the end of the season, trying to keep their playoff hopes alive. But the Giants were flat in all three phases of this game.
Yeah, they came out and it just didn't seem like the focus was there to really, I mean, even in the face of adversity early, just to kind of weather the storm.
After a three and out on their first possession, San Diego gets the ball. They pick up a couple first downs, but the Giants stop the Chargers on third down. So San Diego has to punt the ball away. The Giants start on their own 11-yard line. They get a run right away from Andre Brown for 6 yards. And then Eli Manning looking for the big play in the passing game.
Manning out of the gun, takes the snap, has plenty of time. Deep ball down the middle, looking for Akeem Nix, makes the catch on the run at the 40, and he finally gets tackled at the Chargers' 32-yard line. Manning on a play fake, throws it over the middle, and the pass deflected and intercepted off the hands of Randall. So Manning gets picked off for the 19th time this year.
Had some opportunities. Yeah, the interception was a little behind Ruben, and you know, definitely had some chances early on. I wish I could have made some better throws.
Carl, the good and the bad of the Giants' passing game in two plays. Eli with a perfect throw to Akeem Nix for 51 yards, and then they go right back to the pass. It looks like they had a quick hitter up the middle, hits off Randall's arm, maybe a little behind him, and suddenly the Giants turn it over again.
Yeah, and that's unfortunate because they're moving the ball, they have momentum. And it was a tight window that Eli was throwing it into, and obviously slants are timing routes, and it just wasn't executed well.
Butler returns the interception to midfield, but here's a play now for the Giants' defense, which has been so good this year, to pick up the offense, because it's third down for the San Diego Chargers. Can the Giants erase that interception and get a stop of their own? It wasn't meant to be.
Rivers takes the shotgun snap. Back to throw. Deep ball down the right sideline. Caught to the 5 and diving for the pylon. Is he in? No signal. Touchdown. Keenan Allen.
On the first touchdown, it was just a man-to-man play. The guy was, it was 1-on-1 coverage, and, you know, the guy just had a wide outside release, and he just kept running all the way to the hash. And, you know, that's a hard route to cover for anyone because you're running from the post safety. You know, you're running from the leverage of the nickel, and, you know, Phillip Rivers just made a great throw, and, you know, he made a hell of a catch and was able to withstand for the touchdown.
Let's go, boys. Hey, what did you do to outside?
Just inside face, run away from it.
Oh, he's inside your outside.
Outside,
he
just ran away.
Carl, Keenan Allen simply beat Terrell Thomas downfield, and Rivers made a good throw.
Yeah, well-designed play, and it was just a go route, and Thomas was in a foot race. He lost it.
All right, so now can the Giants respond? And here's, Carl, where we've seen a lot of problems this year. They have a first and 10 at their own 42, and Manning throws a 4-yard pass to Andre Brown. So a productive first down play. But then you get a loss of 5 on the next play, which is a running play. So now you find yourself in third and long, which you don't convert. But it's those kind of breakdowns, even after a positive play, when the next play is a negative, that put you in these third and longs.
No, it really is. When you can't sustain momentum during the course of a drive on the road, it's really tough.
Now the Giants need their defense to respond because they punt the ball away and the Chargers start at their own 6-yard line. But they convert a 3rd-and-2 to Danny Woodhead. They pick up another first down, and suddenly the Chargers have gotten the ball out of the shadow of their own goalposts. And they have it 1st and 10 at their own 42-yard line. A 2-yard run is the way the first quarter ends as the Chargers lead the Giants 7-0. We'll tell you about the second quarter when we return to Giants Rewind after this. Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG. We start the second quarter. Chargers lead the Giants 7-0. San Diego has the ball. Carl, they're able to hit a couple big third downs. Ronnie Brown out of the backfield for 13 yards. And right now, the Giants' defense is on its heels.
Yeah, they're reeling because the inability to get a positive play for the defense on first or second down, it's just tough with that type of offense to get them out of rhythm.
On a 3rd and 7 at the Giants' 23, the Giants get a stop. So that means that San Diego, up 7-0, is going to send out the field goal unit to try to add to their lead of 7-0, and the Giants make another mistake on special teams.
So out comes Nick Novak trying to add to a 7-0 lead. Snap is clean. Kick on its way. It's got plenty of distance, and it is no good. He missed it wide right. There's a flag on the play, though, with the Giants offside. Yes, they were. Another special teams gaffe. So now this makes it a 36-yard field goal from the right hash. Snap is clean. Kick on its way. It's got the distance, and it is good. So the Giants just handed San Diego 3 points.
You know, them guys, they came out ready to play, man. They came out fighting. And, you know, it's thing that we definitely could. We beat ourselves in most cases, you know, in part of the game, I think. You know, when it comes down to it, man, we made more plays to hurt ourselves than they did to hurt us.
So San Diego gets the field goal, Carl, after Charles James lines up offside. And these are the little things that you talk about that add up to big things.
Yeah, and it kind of summarizes how the season has gone thus far. Kind of self-inflicted wounds.
Giants get the ball back down 10-0. Incomplete pass on first down, loss of a yard on a run on second down, 3rd and 11. Pass goes incomplete, so now the Giants have to punt the ball away again. San Diego starts at their own 33-yard line, and Carl, they hit a big 3rd and 12 to Antonio Gates. This is the fourth leading receiver in the history of the NFL amongst tight ends, but he was able to find all the soft spots in the defense.
Yeah, again, their scheme, just the Giants didn't have an answer for. They were playing zone defense, and they were dropping back too far, and they were finding the openings.
And the killer on that play was it comes right after a Justin Tuck sack, a loss of four yards. So you got some momentum. The Chargers then move the ball downfield quite easily, and they don't face another third down until they have a 3rd and goal at the 4.
Rivers back to throw. He throws one left corner of the end zone. Wide open touchdown, Keenan Allen.
We got to get better. We got to find a way to get better, find a way to you know, play beyond the X's and O's. Because they did everything that we saw on film. You know, they didn't throw any wrinkles at us. The only thing they did, I think he just dumped the ball. And, you know, they was able to capitalize, you know, after the throw.
Come on, dude. It's time to turn up like we always do. It's time to turn up like we always do, baby. Let's go. Let's eat.
Carl, the Giants look absolutely confused on that short touchdown pass to Keenan Allen.
Yeah, it just looks like, again, they had a short guy and a guy going deep, and the corner bit on the short guy instead of defending the back of the end zone. It looks like schematically they just didn't know what the call was.
11 plays, 67 yards, and now it's 17-0 San Diego. So the Giants get the ball back. Brown for 4, Cruz for 14. There's just over 2 minutes to go in the half. Can the Giants get a little something going, get a response, and try to stabilize this game? But again, the turnover bug rears its ugly head.
Manning, delay handoff for Brown, and he runs into a wall. Ball popped loose, picked up by the Chargers. The Giants are going to commit another turnover here.
It wasn't a play where I realized it was close, you know, to a fumble. I thought he was down, and, you know, he was just all wrapped up. You know, I didn't have a great view of it. You know, sometimes if it's, you know, receiver or if it's a play, you know, I will hurry up and go on the ball. But on that instance, I did not get word from the sideline to hurry up or anything. So, unfortunately, it was a fumble, and they got the ball and scored and extended their lead.
Carl, the Giants didn't react, thinking it wasn't a fumble, so they didn't hurry to try to get a playoff. Clock goes down to the 2-minute warning. They look at it. San Diego challenged it. They put time back on the clock. So just, again, poor execution by this Giant team.
Yeah, poor execution. Now, some would say that they heard the whistle blow, the ball dead. But, you know, you have to get on anything that hits the ground, even if the whistle's blown, secure the football.
For Andre Brown, it's the first fumble of his NFL career, but now San Diego has an opportunity here, taking over at the Giants' 39-yard line. And right out of the gate, they start focusing on Danny Woodhead. He gets a 10-yard run right out of the gate to kind of get this little drive going.
Yeah, they catch you in your nickel or dime packages. He's a small guy to locate, and he tucks in behind those offensive linemen, and he gets positive yards.
All right, San Diego using the clock effectively. Just seconds to go in the first half. They've got the ball deep in Giants territory, and again, Danny Woodhead finds the open space.
Rivers takes the snap. He's back to throw. He looks to his right. He throws to his right. Wide open Woodhead. Touchdown, Chargers.
Carl, how does Danny Woodhead get so open in those tight quarters?
Well, small guy, he can pick his spaces, and all he does is allow his linemen to engage. And he's very good at reading linebackers, too, so he goes the opposite. He's really quick.
All right, so a 6-yard touchdown pass to Woodhead. 3 touchdown passes in the first half. And, Carl, the first half ends with the Giants throwing a Hail Mary. But like this season, just off, comes up short. Akeem Nix makes the catch, but the ball didn't get to the end zone. So it didn't matter. The clock ran out.
Yeah, he made the catch, and there were 3 defenders to get him to the ground.
So the New York Giants down 24-0 going in the locker room. We'll tell you about the third quarter when we continue with Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital after this. Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG. We start the third quarter, Giants trailing 24-0. San Diego gets the ball to start the third quarter. Now, do the Giants have some fight? Can they make some sort of play? Can they get something going to try to at least get back in this football game? Well, once again, Justin Tuck comes through for the Big Blue.
Rivers takes the snap. He's back to throw. He looks, lost the ball. It's loose and recovered by the Giants at the 18-yard line. Cullen Jenkins recovered it. Rivers was attempting to throw the ball to his right. That's a sack for Tuck and a forced fumble. Tuck's second sack of the game.
Carl, just what the doctor ordered, the veteran, the captain, Justin Tuck, goes out and makes a play.
Yeah, you needed that to start. Get the ball back to your offense and give him a chance.
Yeah, it's the second sack of the game for Tuck. 6 sacks over the last 2 games. The Giants fail on a 3rd and 2, but down 24-0, Tom Coughlin's got to go for it on a 4th and 2, and he finds Victor Cruz for that 5-yard gain.
Yeah, good call, and like you said, it was one of those calls that you had to make.
Peyton Hillis in the game. Giants face a 3rd and goal at the 1, trying to get on the board, and they finally do.
Hand off right Hillis to the goal line. Did he break the plane?
He's over.
Yes, touchdown, Giants. So the Giants convert the Rivers fumble to a Peyton Hillis touchdown as he broke the plane. So with 10:45 to go in the third, Giants trailing the Chargers 24-7.
Peyton Hillis, good effort by him to get the ball into the end zone, Carl, so the Giants finally get on the board.
Yeah, it was a great second effort. The second surge is what got the ball over the goal line.
All right, so now here's where the defense needs to rise up. But San Diego just kind of goes through the Giants. A big play on this drive was on a 3rd and 4. Justin Tuck jumps offside. On a 3rd and 3, the other big play from the Giant 37, Rivers just heaves it into the end zone. Spencer Paysinger has the guy covered, but he doesn't know where the ball is. Yeah. And next thing you know, it's pass interference and the ball's on the 1.
Well, you think about it. Both of those down and distance situations were favorable to the offense. 3rd and 4, 3rd and 3s. You've got to be able to create negative yardage situations on 1st and 2nd down.
Matthews does not get in on 1st down. He doesn't get in on 2nd down, running right at the teeth of the Giants defense. So the Chargers try it another way.
Hand off Matthews. He runs left and wide open into the end zone for the touchdown. Giants had it all bunched up the middle. And Matthews just took it off the edge.
I don't think they did anything special in the running game. I think they bled us for, 4 yards here, 5 yards there. But they had plenty of opportunities to run it. So, you rush the ball 30 times, you should get 100 yards.
Carl, the Giants were selling out for another one of those dives, and San Diego did the smart thing, and they took it off tackle.
Yeah, and they went on a quick count, too, before the Giants could really set their defense.
All right, so the Giants now down by a whopping score of 31-7. They start at their own 14-yard line. Eli Manning hits a big third down pass play to Reuben Randall. The Giants get the ball down to the 9-yard line. They got first and goal at the 9. The final play of the third quarter is a 4-yard run by Peyton Hillis. We'll tell you about the fourth quarter when we return to MSG. You're watching Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital.
The objective of the Tom Coughlin J Fund Foundation is to be there for families who have a child with leukemia, cancer, other forms of cancer.
Tom Coughlin, nice to meet you. Are you a Giant fan? Well, you're a pretty girl.
It's a tremendous feeling to just be with these kids, to have a little bit of an idea of what the families and the children are going through, and again, to try to bring a smile to their face and to let them know that, you know what, we do care.
Yeah, turn everybody down.
There's so many things pulling at that family when your child is diagnosed with cancer. What we try to do is keep that core, keep them a family.
Just lightening their burden a little bit is huge for them because it's one less thing that they have to worry about. They can focus on their child and their child getting the treatment that they need.
Giants!
There you go, Giants!
Back here on Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital. We start the fourth quarter with the Giants trailing the Chargers 31-7, but the Giants are in the middle of a very good drive. They've got a second and goal at the 5-yard line. It's time for our New York Presbyterian Hospital amazing play of the game.
Manning in a shotgun set takes the snap. He's back to throw. Looks over the middle, fires over the middle, completes it over the middle for the touchdown to Brandon Myers. Wow, he threaded the needle there.
Keep rocking it down there, baby. Let's keep rocking. Let's keep it rocking, baby.
See what happens. Y'all give him a little bit. Y'all give him just a little bit. That's all he needs. A little bit and see what he does for you.
Brandon Myers' 5-yard touchdown catch in traffic. The New York Presbyterian Hospital amazing play of the game. Amazing things happening here. And that was one where Eli really fit the ball into a tight spot. And credit Myers for taking a big hit and holding on.
Yeah, it was a great executed play, and the offensive line gave him the protection so that he could step into it.
So the score is 31-14 with an entire quarter to play. I mean, it's a 17-point deficit. The Giants are going to need a heck of a comeback. But, Carl, San Diego is really good at having long drives and time of possession, and they rip off an 11-play, 75-yard drive that ends in a field goal. But the points are not really the killer here. It's just the amount of time that they took off the clock. Why were the Giants not able to make the appropriate adjustments to slow down this very strong offense of San Diego?
Well, again, when you can't get them out of rhythm or take them off schedule with a negative play on first or second down, it just becomes very tough to defend.
You know, and early in the drive, Carl, the third play of this drive is the 3rd and 4 jump ball that Danny Woodhead makes a play on, an underthrown ball. There's two Giants there, and the guy that's like 5'6" makes the play.
Yeah, he outjumps him, which is amazing when you see Woodhead in person. But at the very worst, that ball should have been broken up. He shouldn't have had a chance to catch it.
Yeah, so with 13:22 to go in the game, rather than the Chargers punting right after a Giant score, a 3-and-out, you get the ball back. Instead, San Diego goes on this long drive. They get a field goal. So the Giants get the ball back. Now, Eli Manning's almost intercepted. He makes a poor throw to Victor Cruz, but Butler is not able to hang on to the football. So the Giants, with 5.5 minutes to go in the game, they need to get something going. So, of course, they're going to go for it on a 4th and 5 at the San Diego 47, but it wasn't meant to be.
Manning back. He's under pressure. Sack. And with 5:51 to go, San Diego on their way to their 6th win.
It's been tough, and, you know, we just obviously today got down, and you know, you try to compete, you know, try to make some things happen, but, you know, I haven't analyzed the whole season. You just kind of go game by game and try to make adjustments and get better, and, you know, after the season we'll look at it and try to figure that part out, but we still got 3 games to go and try to make some adjustments and get better.
Eli Manning gets sacked on the fourth down. San Diego drives it downfield. They get a field goal, 37-14. Manning throws another interception. Sharice Wright gets the pick. Let's give Justin Pugh a little credit, because at that point in the game, that guy's got clear sailing.
Yeah.
Game's over. The rookie really hustled to stop the touchdown.
No, he did. And that shows a lot of character and a lot of fight despite, you know, what the score is.
Carl, when you look at this Giants team, they have not played a top-ranked defense since the Kansas City game, which is back in September. All the teams that they've played have been in the bottom third in team defense. They got the Seahawks coming in now, one of the best defenses in the entire league. Why has this offense not been able to get the kind of production that many people thought they'd get at the beginning of the year?
I think it's lack of execution, consistency. They just have not been able to put together sustainable, successful plays.
And as we saw in the sack, too, Carl, you know, there was nobody open downfield. You know, it's the protection hasn't been good. Eli's taken a lot of hits. But then there's times where guys aren't open or that's not a great throw. It's like everything has come together. Are you surprised after 13 games it never sorted itself out?
Yeah, I am. I am because, you know, some of the things that have been successful in the past, in the passing game, just they're not anymore. You've got to make some adjustments.
All right. That wraps it up for this week's show. For Carl Banks and our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Make sure you join us again next week right here on MSG as we rewind the Giants and Seahawks. Giants Rewind presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital.
Looking for Giants tickets? Visit NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, the official resale marketplace where fans buy and sell Giants tickets.